Someone else who's attached to the Geelong Football Club in a big way is their superstar. He's been good enough to join us here on 1116 SEN. Big welcome to you, Paddy Dangerfield.
Morning, boys.
Thanks very much for joining us, mate. Well, you're the AFLX captain as well, of the Bolts, of course. You must be wrestling with this, mate. A few big decisions have been made, I understand. You've already picked your side, which is under wraps, I believe.
Under wraps till tonight. Yes, it's all very, very exciting. There's been a few text messages sort of flying around from players trying to get in on the action. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Hey, good morning to you, Paddy. I'm just wondering, the Bolts, is that the name of your team?
It is, Tim.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll be a Bolt fan on the 22nd, no doubt.
Well, I want to be, but I'm not going to be until I hear you sing a few bars of the Bolt song, should you salute and win this competition. Have you got that down, Pat?
Well, Tim, the thing about the theme songs is we actually get to choose our own.
Right.
So without giving too much away, I'll go sort of an iconic, not necessarily Australian band, but there's a bit of an Australian flavour to it, but world-renowned.
Okay. Now, Patrick Dangerfield we're talking to. He's chosen his own song. Okay, I want some nominations from you out there. 0433981116. What do you think he's chosen, Bob? You know your music better than anybody else in here, and you know Paddy Dangerfield. Link the two together.
Well, I imagine it's Maroon 5 singing Daryl Braithwaite's Horses. That's what that's just what sprung to mind. I could be way off.
That really got the Super Bowl going as well, Bob. So,
Didn't it? Well, I think if you're going to go down the Maroon 5, you've got to get your top off as well, Paddy. That's an added bonus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Paddy, you've picked your team on paper, as I say. I can't wait to hear you unveil it tonight. But the Gatorade Game Changer got us going in here. Will you nominate yourself to be the Game Changer for the last 5 minutes?
I think it's whoever's in form. I think it's safe to say it won't be Hodgie. He won't be moving that well by the end of probably the start of the game, but let alone the end. Whoever's in form will get the nod, I reckon.
Paddy, I know you're a keen fisherman and heavily involved in the fisheries. We've just had a text come through of wind from the west, fish bite the best. Does that ring true to you, or is that just made up?
Well, it's better than an easterly for us here in Victoria. Easterly sort of smash Port Phillip Bay and down the surf coast, but more tidal, Bob.
Oh, okay.
If you sort of want to learn a bit more about it, tune into Real Adventures Saturday morning.
And how's the boat restoration? Because I follow it very closely. I'd like to be a fisherman one day. I'm not yet, but how's the boat restoration going?
I'd like to be a fisherman as well, but you've got to surround yourself with people that know what they're talking about. Boat restoration's going really well. We've got a few videos to pump out over the next few weeks, a few different exciting products in the marine industry that have come out for 2019, so stay tuned.
Yeah, how big is this ocean liner that you're restoring at the moment, Paddy?
Very, very small, Tim. Very small.
And who would you like to go fishing with, Paddy? If you could choose anyone out there in the footy world, who is it that you would like to spend time, just you and he in a small little dinghy out there in the middle of the bay fishing?
I reckon Dusty would be very, very good value to go fishing with. He actually really enjoys his fishing, did a little bit over the off-season, so... I've got to take the great man out at some point. So
you got another
Kids boys do love it.
Sorry, Danger. You got another great man there with you, obviously Gary Ablett. Now he revealed yesterday to us, you would have known this for some time, of course, that there'll be a fair old reshuffling at the Cattery from an on-field perspective this year with Gaz playing forward.
Yeah, he will be, and he's obviously an incredibly dangerous player around that region of the ground. And I think with Luke Dalhouse and Gary Rowan up there, they provide that forward pressure. So we're looking for Gaz to really hit the scoreboard up there.
Fantastic. And a nomination just off the text as well for your theme song, Highway to the Danger Zone for the Bolts.
There will be no Kenny Loggins as we run
there. Self-indulgent.
Hey, what could you tell us about this AFLX? You know, a lot of people are cynical about the whole AFLX competition. I mean, you know the rules. You know how it's all going to play out in terms of the player participation, that type of thing. Just get us excited about this concept, AFLX.
Well, I think the people that... And that's fair enough to be cynical about it, Tim. But we're not targeting that specific audience. This is a new audience for AFL. And it's sort of... I think the... the reasoning behind it, we want to break the rules when it comes to broadcast. We want to bring the cameras behind the closed doors, where you do get a bit of it in AFL games, but it's still filtered very much to an extent.
Yep.
We want to break those rules. We want to go behind sort of enemy lines and really make it engaging for fans. And we want to make that match day experience that will be at Marvel Stadium far more engaging that you can possibly do with you know, AFL teams. So with that being said, then we've got the best players from the competition to play within the game. And all the research around competitions throughout the world suggests that more and more young fans are following great players. So this sort of feeds to that concept that these young supporters are following the stars around the game, not just necessarily the teams that they grew up supporting.
Paddy, have you got a sense of what the spirit of the competition will be like? Do you think it'll be sort of life and death playing for sheep stations, or is it more of a NBA sort of all-star weekend thing? Do you think there'll be a bit of slap and tickle and a bit of laughing sort of social side of footy? Do you think it'll be, which way do you think it'll go?
Well, I think there's potentially a little bit of that early on, Bob, but I think as the game sort of unfolds, we're all very competitive beasts, the players that'll be playing. So I think that'll ramp up in sort of the second half. But it certainly, we want it to be fun. It's safe to say the Bolts aren't going to be really defensively minded, and that's been a very common thing amongst our captains. Jack doesn't really, he's not interested in too many players that defend too much.
Right.
Either am I. I don't think Fifey or Betsy are either. So, you know, it's got to be fun. So we'll make it that way, but there'll certainly be a competitive element to it. And we're going to make sure there's high-flying marks, there's spectacular goals, and I suppose every now and then a few spoils. That's what we've got Hodgie for.
Talking to Paddy Dangerfield. Paddy, you've just given us a great insight there as to how the four of you are going to think, because we now know that when you choose your players tonight, the four of you have gone for blokes that are very light on for defensive pressure. So we'll be very interested to see. We'll be very interested to see the compilation of your team. Now, you mentioned the fact that you're going to sing this song if you win the competition, and you've kept that a secret. But we're getting a lot of nominations for your Bolts team and this song.
That's perfect, isn't it?
You like that, don't you?
Well, I do like that, Tim. You never know.
Oh, fantastic. I think we've hit it. Almost.
Hey, Danger, a lot happened over the off-season. The Blues, an interesting story in the Herald Sun today in the wake of the Alex Fasolo sort of incident, if I can call it that. I don't know how you approach it down there at Geelong. You're obviously a member of the leadership group down there, where when a player happens to transgress, we often see the individual come in for the punishment. But Carlton took the entire team to Ravenhall Prison, which was probably not exactly a punishment, but more about giving the team perspective on the privileged position therein. I mean, what do you make of something like that? It seemed to be, from the outside looking in, a pretty novel approach.
I wasn't actually aware they'd gone to a prison.
Yeah, they went to Ravenhall Prison now just before they headed up to Mooloolaba there.
I mean, everyone does it differently. I'm not sure we'd be going to. We certainly wouldn't be rolling out to Barwon Prison if there was something like that that had happened at Geelong. But I think if underlying, like, there's always a reason behind different things, and obviously everyone has different backgrounds. You know, there's different behavioural issues at times within clubs, but it always happens for a reason. So you got to look for those underlying reasons. And I think, you know, if the last few years has shown us anything, there is, you know, a greater acceptance behind mental health and the role that plays within young people and older people, for that matter, nowadays. So you've got to dig a little bit deeper than just, you know, whacking a player from the outset. I'm not saying that's what Carlton have done, but we do have to dig a little deeper than, you know, when Bob was playing and when I first started my career, when you'd just sort of be hit between the eyes, and then that'd be it.
And we get a nomination here for you too, Paddy. We know we're looking for a song for you, but now we're looking for a mascot. This nomination's come through on the text. Could Glenn Manton be a mascot for the Bolts?
We don't have a mascot as yet, but look, I'll put him in the conversation for sure.